وعجل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. For the love and reappearance of Imam Zaman, salawat. واللعنة على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم ومنكري فضائلهم لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. صلوات. Congratulations to all of you for this very auspicious month for the blessing of the one who is mercy upon the world, birth of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And also birth of his true son from the descendants of the Prophet Sadiq Ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. With the blessings of this and these two personalities, this whole month becomes blessed month and month of celebration. All over the Muslim Ummah, they celebrate this month, and this month becomes a month of joyous. It is my honor to be with the brothers and sisters in Seattle after a short time that I had in the past, and I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me another opportunity to be with Mu'mineen and to meet with Mu'mineen in Seattle on this happy occasion. I would like to request, please everybody recite a salawat for the love of Prophet, peace be upon him. Celebration of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has many meanings, and one of the most important meanings of celebration, that means paying gratitude to the services of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing us this great blessing and the guidance of Prophet, peace be upon him. There are various characteristics of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that are being said in Quran. And today I would like to speak about a few that verse I've recited from Surah Mubarakah Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down Prophet, peace be upon him, with various responsibilities, with various positions. And amongst those responsibilities are being mentioned few in those verses. So let us request sisters if they can also join with us and recite salawat all together.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Please recite one more salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal.
So one salawat to the sister's side first. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Now reply from the brother's side.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Thank you very much. I hope that it's going to be enough to calm the situation down. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has started calling upon Prophet, peace be upon him, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. There are two most important titles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran to call the Prophet, peace be upon him. One is Nabi and second is Rasul. And it's only the position of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never called Prophet with his special name. Although a surah was revealed with the name of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And our great teachers, whenever they mention that surah, because of the honor of the Prophet, peace be upon him, they do not like to mention the name of Prophet, peace be upon him. But I can remember that our teacher, he used to say, the surah that was revealed with the name of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allah honors Prophet, peace be upon him. And there are many ways to honor Prophet, peace be upon him. One of the ways of the honor of Allah for the Prophet, peace be upon him, not calling him with the name. Although every other Prophet was called with the name, as Allah called, Ya Adamu, Ya Nuh, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Musa, Ya Isa, Ya Maryam. So with every Prophet his name was called, but Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was never called with his special name, because his name has been honored. And it is said that whenever you name the special name of Prophet, peace be upon him, at that time his salawat is required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah has said, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusallun ala nabi, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So in this verse, calling Prophet, peace be upon him, with the title of Nabi. In two of the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called Prophet, Ya Ayyuhar Rasul. Amongst them, one of the verses where Prophet was called as messenger, that is verse it was being sent down for the appointment of the Vilayat after the Prophet, peace be upon him, before Ghadir. Ya ayyuhar rasoolu balligh ma unzila ilayk. In order to make appointment of Imamat after the Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet was called as messenger, that you need to remember that your position is a messenger and you have to deliver the most important messages within your prophethood, and that is the message for appointment of the Vilayat of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam. That Allah asks, if you do not deliver that message, that means you have not completed your messengership. Ya ayyuhar rasool, inna arsalnaka. O the Prophet, we have sent down to you. Inna arsalnaka, that means risalat of the Prophet, peace be upon him. What is the mission of your risalat? What are the most important responsibilities that you have to complete? So verse it addresses Prophet, peace be upon him. That, O Prophet, what are your most important responsibilities? Inna arsalnaka shahidan. O Prophet, we have sent down you toward the people. This arsalnaka is been also been used for the Prophet, peace be upon him, in various ways. As Allah has said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent down you, O Prophet, but the mercy upon the world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلْنَاسِ. Your messengership and risalat is not limited, but there is for all mankind. Kafatan linnas. Once it has been said, it's rahmatul lil alameen. This risalat is not limited only to the mankind, but risalat of Prophet, peace be upon him, is unlimited. It is for every creature that becomes rahmat for everything in this world, that includes everything in this universe. Rahmatan lil alameen. And then it becomes as a guidance, kafatan linnas. So that means risalat of Prophet, peace be upon him, is not only for the Muslims, but there is general people in this world, regardless of any religion, any culture. All the people of the world, they are being blessed with the personality of Prophet. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ. Please say salawat.
اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلِي مُحَمَّدْ.
But Allah said, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا. First and the most important responsibility of Prophet, peace be upon him, that has been mentioned in the form of shahid. O Prophet, you are shahid. Shahid becomes witness. Witness, that means somebody who is going to see and observe. The one who is given responsibility to observe all the people of the world. Observe this world. Become shahid upon the people of the world. That is why in Quranic verses it has been said, قُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. That you should practice. O Prophet, you should say to the people that you practice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to observe, and His Messenger. سَيَرَ اللَّهُ أَعْمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look at your amal and actions, and Prophet, peace be upon him. وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And third, those believers are going to observe. That means prophet becomes observer and shahid and witness. Prophets being witness, that means prophet is witness in his life and after the life. For the fact when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed prophet, peace be upon him, as shahid, it has not been said that he is shahid only in his life. But he becomes shahid in this world. Shahid is a quality of prophet, peace be upon him. So we can understand that if he is shahid, he is shahid in his life and after his life. In all the cases he becomes shahid. As his messenger, when he is messenger, it does not mean that he is messenger while he is alive, but he is messenger after his death as well. Today, if we believe in the prophethood and messengership, we believe in the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that means this messengership is not limited to his time only, but is after that. That is why when we recite our adhan and iqama, and in our tashahud, we do not say that kana rasulullah, he was prophet, he was messenger, but we say ashhadu anna muhammad rasulullah. The prophet is messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that he is messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today he is messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When today he is messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his responsibilities continue. After death also, his responsibilities are continued. Today he is also witness, bearing witness that he is shahid for this world. That means Prophet, peace be upon him, is observing today. So no one can make this objection that how come you can say that Prophet is hadir and he can see anything. That is what Quran has said. It is narrated that Prophet, peace be upon him, was resting in a garden. And a companion, I think Abu Zar, enters in the garden. And he looked that Prophet, peace be upon him, is sleeping. He wanted to check that Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is awake or is sleeping. He goes and he tries to cut one of the branches of the tree in order to see that if Prophet is awake, he's going to open the eyes. But if he is sleeping, then he would like to have the rest of Prophet, peace be upon him. When he broke the branch, at that time Prophet opened his eyes and he said that, "O Abu Dhar, why you have cut this branch? Why would you have break this branch?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I just wanted to see that you are awake or you are sleeping." And Prophet, peace be upon him, said to Abu Dhar, "O Abu Dhar, how I can be sleeping while the action and the practices of all the people of the world are going to reach to me every minute?" That means Prophet is observer, and our practices, our action, our amal are reaching to the Prophet, peace be upon him, in every minute, while he is sleeping or while he is awake, in all the positions. And Prophet wanted to say that I cannot be sleeping because it is my responsibility that I am shahid upon this world. Peace and salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So when we like to practice in this world, our relation with the Prophet, peace be upon him, what is the most important relation with Prophet, peace be upon him? That he is observer. We have to be careful that whenever we do any practice, at that time it is being observed by the Prophet, peace be upon him. It reaches to him. It reaches before Imam of the age. That is why sometimes Prophet peace be upon him says that when your practices, your amal reach to me, and when I see your amal, if there are any good deeds, I become happy. And if there are any bad deeds at that time, it makes me sad. I become sorrowful. It makes me sad when I see that my followers and my ummah is practicing bad deeds. So that means there is a connection and relation with our amal, with the Prophet peace be upon him. When I stand for the prayer, I'm not only standing for the prayer. It's not all angels that are observing me, but Holy Prophet peace be upon him is also observing our actions in every time. That is the meaning of shuhud. That means being witness all the time. Shuhud is necessary for the messenger, for any leader. Being present is one of the most important responsibility. If anybody wants to be active, if anybody likes to play any role, his presence within the community is needed. Because if he's not going to be present, he will not be able to understand what is going on within this world. He will not be able to make right judgments. They will not be able to take right actions. That is the reason that Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi, used to say that everyone needs to be hadir. Hudur mardum wajibas. Presence of people is needed, that they have to be present within the community in order to understand, in order to observe the situation and the current issues. It is necessary that one needs to be present within the society, within the community. Please say salawat. So today sometimes we start thinking that how that is possible, you know, the leader is in Iran, or our baraje are in other countries. Are they really aware of the situation? Or maybe sometimes we think that they are heedless of the situations, which is not the case. They are aware. If they are not aware, they will not be able to leave the community. They must be like a guard who is sitting on the top of the castle, looking around everywhere and sees the situation, keeps the situation under the observation. If Prophet is messenger, he has to be shahid, he has to be witness of everything. If he wants to be witness, bear witness on the day of judgment, it is his responsibility that he has to watch and observe actions of people, whatever is taking place in this world, that he can be shahid before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah appointed him as a shahid. When somebody becomes shahid, it makes a ground. Mubashiran wa nadira. In order to give good tidy news, in order to give the news that are considered as basharat and nadar, indar, in order to give those news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to complete the messengership, it is necessary that he has to be shahid. How somebody can do indar? For example, if I am not aware of problems within the center, will I be able to speak about the current issues, what are going to be in the center, what is happening, what are the good news of the center, what are the things that I have to do in dar? If I do not know the situation of the youth, if I do not know what is going on with the community, what sort of problems community is going through, will I be able to be Bashir or Nadir? Definitely it's not possible. If somebody likes to be Bashir and Nadir, he needs to be witness. He has to be Shahid. And Prophet is Shahid upon the world. He's not only Shahid on this people, but he's Shahid upon the world. That means he watches observes the universe. He is observer upon the universe, and that is why he becomes Mubashir and Nadir. Please say Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
For being messenger, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him as a Rasul, one of the most important responsibility is Basharat before Indar. Indar cannot be completed. Indar, that means being warner. Mubashir, that means the one who can give good news for the future, for the day of judgment, for this world, opening the future for the people, making them aware that for their practices, what they are going to earn, how they are going to be benefited, giving good news that how religion is going to be benefit for this, that, giving good news that how their good character is going to be beneficial for their life. These good news are possible when he is Shahid. But there is one of the most important responsibility of the deliverance for messengership. Character of a Rasul, that he has to be Mubashir and he has to be Nadir. Before he warns somebody, it is important that he has to give good news. That is why Mubashir is being mentioned first and then it's being said in Dar. While you do not give good news to a student that what he is going to achieve, what certificate he is going to get, if you start warning before that, it is not going to be beneficial. It is important that you have to give good news after you complete this course. That is going to be your result. That is the certificate we are going to serve for you. Those are the credit that you are going to get. But if you do not do, then there are some warning for you. You will be failed. You cannot be successful in your life, for example. That becomes the warning. Warning is after the Basharat. That is why Prophet, peace be upon him, when he was told, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyo, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira. First you have to give good tidings news to people. Give them Basharat. I am your Prophet. Basharat that he is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. His love and affection to the people. His going toward the people, delivering the message, being Tabibun Nafus. One of the qualities of the Prophet, it has been said, Tabibun Nafus or Tabibun Dawar, a doctor that is on call. You know, there are different types of the doctors. Sometimes you are on duty in the hospital, but sometimes you are on call. Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is on call all the time. Tabibun Dawar, the one who goes behind the patients and takes care of them. He is Tabibun Dawar. He is the one that who knows our sicknesses, who realizes our diseases. The one who knows the soul and sicknesses of soul. So today we have physicians, we have hospitals, but there is no hospital of the souls. Yes, there are hospitals for our physical needs, but no one opened the hospital that is hospital of the souls. Hospital of the souls and the doctor for the souls is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
That is going to help us that our diseases of the soul can be resolved. Our real sicknesses, sicknesses of the humanity can be resolved. That is why it has been said that Prophet is amongst yourself. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. That it's been sent towards you a messenger who is amongst yourself. That means he is from you. When he is from you, he knows you. He knows your needs. He knows your problems. He knows about our diseases. He knows what is good for us and he knows what is bad for us. That is why he becomes Mubashir. What is the benefit for the human being? Because his benefit and benefits of the human being are same. He became as a mankind, but he was Rahmat. He was sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Being in this position of Risalat as Sayyidul Rusul, and at the same time being as a human being, that was one of the most important challenges of the Prophet, peace be upon him. You know, on the top position of this world as a Sayyidul Rusul, as the one who is appointed after all the Prophets, and he has to complete the mission of the Prophets with all those qualities, but living within the mankind, it was the challenge for Prophet, peace be upon him. That is why our scholars have narrated in the life of Prophet, peace be upon him, sometimes he used to ask from his wives, can you just speak with me sometimes, that I can think that I am living in this world. The one who lives in a complete spiritual life, in a divine life, whose life was a divine life, connected always in the divine world, but being in the human being, living as a human being, that was one of the most important challenges. That is why he was asking, if you can speak with me, that I can be sometimes within the people. A divine personality lives in the divine thoughts, lives in a divine world, but in order to be as a mankind, playing the role of Uswa as a model, it was important for him to be human being, live within human being. But what type of human being? You know, for years and years, Prophet peace be upon him has suffered that how people have to treat him, how they have to speak with him. Sometimes companions, they used to call him with the name. Calling him with the name. Ya Muhammad, please say salawat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they were trained, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verses of Quran. O people, do not call my Prophet as you call other people. You call with the name anybody else, but don't call my Prophet with his name. In order to keep his honor, call him either Nabi or Rasul. There was a time that Prophet peace be upon him lived within the people, that while he was giving lecture, while he was delivering a speech, people, they used to ask him, stop. And in order to say to that, as they used to stop their sheep, as most of them, they were being shepherd, so they were asking, Ra'ina, that can you stop? Can you look at my sheep, for example, or guard it? Ra'ina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not say Ra'ina. Qulun ghurna. Can you please look at this? So take care of the honor of the Prophet, peace be upon him. People, they did not know how to honor Prophet, peace be upon him. And he was being dishonored. But at the same time, he has to play the role.
He was living in a society that was completely ignorant society. So you can just imagine, for example, after years passed, centuries passed, today our scholars have that honor. Like Imam Khomeini, for example. He became honorable in this world. He became so honorable that when he was speaking with the public, with an ordinary speech, at that time people, they were weeping, they were crying. That honor is actually after the struggle of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It was Holy Prophet who was giving good news, Basharat and Imdar. That is how society has become trained today, that they can realize position of an alim. In order to train the people with the various aspects of their life, it was the Prophet who paid the price. He paid the price. That is why sometimes Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Ma udiya nabi qattu kama udid." None of the prophets have suffered as much as I have suffered. As being one of the most important personalities, that Allah has said, "I have created everything in your love, O Prophet, peace be upon him." Please say salawat. So when responsibility of Basharat completes, when he said objectives of this world, what is the best result of this world, what are the achievements of the human being, then it was the responsibility of Indar. Ya ayyuhal muddathir qum fa'andir. There was a time when Prophet, peace be upon him, had to do Indar only. There is a time when society is completely sleeping, in order to wake them up. So let's say, for example, if all the people, they go to sleep and there is a fire outside, over there we cannot give any Basharat, but somebody is going to come in and he's going to warn, "Wake up everybody. It is time to wake up. There is a fire outside." There are situations where you have to warn only. That is why when Prophet, peace be upon him, began his prophethood, at that time he had to do Indar. It is said that when Prophet was coming from cave of Hira and he came home, he spoke with his wife, and then because of deliverance, Prophet went to sleep for a while, and then he had received a message. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O the one who is covering in a cloak, qum, stand up. So Prophet was asked to stand up, to take a stand. For every believer that wants to follow the path of Prophet, peace be upon him, it is necessary to stay in the position of qiyam. We have to do qiyam. In all the ages, we need to follow this path. Qum, you have to stand up. Fa'andir. If we like to do indar and warn the people, it is necessary that we have to do qiyam. And Prophet was asked, you have to stand up. It is not standing up just from bed, but a stand is required. Stand for indar, that was required. Because that was the time that a society was a totally ignorant society. A society has forgotten everything. Values were changed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the society to be connected again with the divine values. That is why he was asked, Qum fa'andir. But when they wake up, at that time he said, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. That you should say la ilaha illallah and you will be successful. This news of being successful is Basharat. That means Prophet, peace be upon him, was making foundation of the society based on La ilaha illallah. Sometimes maybe somebody asks that, how come that if somebody says just La ilaha illallah, is he going to be successful? This was the very first message that Prophet had delivered. Qulu La ilaha illallah. You should say La ilaha illallah and you will be successful. Believe me that if somebody can complete only this message of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that is the most important message of the Prophet. Or we can say that is the unique message of the Prophet, peace be upon him. If in our life, La ilaha illallah can become meaningful, our religion is going to be completed. That is a complete religion. Our religion is religion of Tawheed. So there is La in the beginning, negating something, and illallah, then accepting. That means submission cannot be completed unless somebody negates all the lords of the world. In order to accept Allah as Lord, it is necessary that one needs to negate all the lords of the world, that he can accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please say salawat. Mubashiran wa nadira. Prophet was Mubashir and he was Nadir, warner. Fourth quality that was said, Da'iyan ilallah bi'idhnih. He is the one who invites the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi'idhnillah. Da'iyan ilallah bi'idhnih. Da'wat ilallah, it has to be with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are not inviting towards ourselves, we are inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some of the cases, invitation has to be there. In some of the cases, invitation is meaningless. Not in all the cases, invitation is important. We cannot invite everybody. We can invite in the cases where invitation is going to be effective. So Prophet's invitation and da'wat ila Allah, it was with the idhn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This condition is really important. That, you know, sometimes we think that we like to do amr bil ma'ruf. So if anything happens, people, they start speaking and they say that I would like to do amr bil ma'ruf. Is amr bil ma'ruf in all the cases? Is that for everyone? No, brothers and sisters. Amr bil ma'ruf has its own conditions. That one needs to complete those conditions. Amr bil ma'ruf is not for everyone, every individual. Yes, it is wajib in general, but it's a collective wajib. It's not individual wajib. Collective wajib, that means somebody needs to understand ma'ruf. Somebody needs to understand how to do amr bil ma'ruf. Somebody needs to know how to do da'wat. Not everybody can make a da'wat. Maybe sometimes when we like to do da'wat, we make somebody turn out from the religion and leave the religion rather than bringing them towards the religion. There is possibility I do amr bil munkar rather than amr bil ma'ruf, and opposite side as well. That sometimes I do nahi anil ma'ruf rather than nahi anil munkar. If somebody does not know ma'ruf and munkar, they will not be able to complete amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. That is why our maraji, they have a whole chapter of amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Imam Khomeini, when he wrote his Risala, the most important chapter that he has placed, that was the chapter of Amr bil Maruf and Nahy al Munkar. Because that is the basis of a government. Basis of a government and Islamic establishment, that is Amr bil Maruf and Nahy al Munkar. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed all those steps. Shahidan, you have to be witness. Mubashiran, you have to give tidy news. Nadiran, you have to be warner. Then you can be da'iyan Allah. While you do not observe, while you do not become witness, while you do not know the problems, how that is possible one can do da'wat? Many of people, those who may preach, they do not know the problems of society, and they may preach something that is not need of society. That is why Holy Prophet is the perfect preacher in this world. Ta'iyan Allah bi idnihi, that he makes da'wat and invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's not making towards himself. That is also a very important point, that not da'iyan ilayhi. Sometimes we may make a da'wat that is for ourselves, make people surrounding ourselves, making groups that are for ourselves, for our sake. One of the hadith, it says that one of the least wish of a scholar can be that some people, they have to be surrounding him. There will be some people, those were always with him. So he should have a group. If any of the scholars is making the people surrounding him, that means he's a wrongdoer. Character of the Prophet, peace be upon him, da'iyan ilallah, he was not inviting the people, making the people that he have to sit surrounding him, but he was calling the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why this religion is completely unique religion. All other religions were called Christianity, for example, Judaism. But our religion is not called Mohammedan. Although one of the most important terminologies that our late Imam had given, Islam Muhammadi, that is a different thing. He did not say Mohammedan as a religion. He said Islam Muhammadi. That means Islam that has roots within the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Because that pure Islam was forgotten. In the recent history, there was an Islam that was totally different Islam, with different values. In order to revive those important values of Prophet, peace be upon him, Imam had named Islam Muhammadi. In order to face another Islam, that is Islam Yazidi, for example, Islam Firauni, Islam Saudi, for example, any brand that have in this world today, Islam Amriki, for example, any of the Islam that can be branded, Imam was opposing that Islam by saying Islam Muhammadi. So it was meaningful. He did not want to say that this Islam is belong to Prophet, that it's Muhammadan. But he wanted to say there is an Islam that has an origin in the life of Holy Prophet. Please say another salawat. So da'wat ilallah, it comes after all these qualities that were mentioned, and it is a sequence of the words that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said characteristics of Prophet, he has started from being shahid, and it comes to da'iyan ilallah bi'idnihi was-sirajan munira, that a lightning torch. You know, when you have a torch, you keep the torch in front of you in order that it can show you the path. It can clear all the errors. If there is any difficulty in the path, it is going to make it clear. Holy Prophet is Siraj Munira, is a torch that lightens our path that we can understand. If anybody wants to understand true Islam, then he needs to go back towards the path of Prophet and life of Prophet, peace be upon him. When we drive, our headlight is in front of us, right? That we can see. If headlight was behind us, then we will not be able to see anything. Headlight is placed in front of us. We don't see the light, we see the path. It's really important that light has to be in front, that it can show the path. Otherwise, if somebody is going to look at the light, he or she is not going to be able to see the path. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pointed Prophet, peace be upon him, as Sirajam Munira, and light and torch for all the world in order to see the path. That is why it has been said, Innaka ala siratim mustaqim. You are on the right path. If he is on the right path, in order to see the right path, we need to see with the torch of Prophet, peace be upon him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us great characters of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our life with the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah make him as role model for our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah include us in the ummah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah provide us blessings through the Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in this world on the path of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah raise us on the day of judgment with the Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah make him peace with all of us. I ask Allah, may Allah provide us blessings through Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Make us from the supporters and the lovers of Imam Zaman. May Allah give us opportunity that we can sacrifice on the path of Imam of the Age. May Allah please Imam of the Age with all of us. For the souls of all mu'mineen and mu'minat, and all marhumeen, and especially recent shuhada in Pakistan and rest of places, please recite a fatha followed by salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.